My oldest son may be well learned in the yeshiva of Rav Baruch Chait. And he said to me that Rav Chait says over the same story over and over and over again. Story that he likes to tell over in the Derech HaMusar is that there was a fellow who brought milk to the Beis Medrash that he was learning in. He put it in a public refrigerator. And he came back and someone took his private milk. So the next day he wrote, Prati, private. Came back. Still someone had taken from his milk. The third day he wrote, Isur Gezel. Prati. Came back. Someone had still taken from his milk. Then he thought of a brilliant idea. He wrote, Cholav Akum. And he came back, and no one took from his milk. I told my son that it's kedai that he went to the yeshiva just for that, to hear it over and over and over again. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, the most important chinuch for a Jewish child is to hear, this is part of a broader talk that I've said in the past, Mintornish Nemin versus Yenims. You're not allowed to take something that belongs to somebody else. Which brings me to my favorite sign here in the yeshiva. And that is, stealing is aser. Stealing is aser in the coffee room. You go there by the cakes. Stealing is aser. I mean, pretty soon, you're going to need a sign on the basketball court. Thou shalt not kill. I don't know, maybe Yisrael, maybe there are guys that already need that on the basketball court. But at the end of the day, what's going on? What's going on? Why? You know, we're going to have signs on the switches, on the light switches that are going to say, you shouldn't violate Shabbos? Why is it that in yeshiva you need to put a sign that says that stealing is usur, but you don't need to put on a switch, a light switch, that turning it on Shabbos is usur? That's a serious question. But it's not only for those who take things that don't belong to them. All of us here are guilty of it. All of us. Myself. How many times did we talk about mitzvos ben adam l'chaveiro during this time on Thursday night? And how much time did we spend talking about learning and davening? So it's something that's quite a challenge to bring ourselves to look in the eye. And that is mitzvos ben adam l'chaveiro. Why is it so difficult? Well, first of all, people aren't so easy. It might be easy to refrain from not taking something that belongs to somebody else, but people can be difficult. And when people are difficult, it's hard not to say lashon hara about them. And when people are difficult, it's hard not to say nasty things to them. And that means, and this is Motzoye Asara B'Teves, that means that it requires real amelus, just like tefillah requires amelus, just like Talmud Torah requires amelus, so too, when it comes to mitzvahs bein adam l'chaver, it also requires amelus. Reb Gershon Edelstein, who's now the manig of the Olam HaYeshivas, pointed out the Lashon and the Shari Tshuva, Perek Gimel Osu Gimel, Ki Chayiv Adam L'Troyach B'Drishas Toiv La'amoy V'Lishkoid Ba'amol Nafshoy Al Takonas Chaveroi. Reb Gershon Shlita pointed out that the Lashon is Lishkoid Ba'amol Nafshoy. Just like there's a Melus in learning Gemara and learning a pasuk in Chumash, there is a melus l'troach b'drishas tov chaveiro. And if we're lax in it, then chas v'chalila, we could come to be nichshel in those things that we find humorous, that you need a sign for. If we're not omel in it, then chas v'chalila, we could fall. So we need to take these issues really seriously. We need to look them in the eye. It requires amelus. It requires real hard work. And aside from amelus, I think in our generation we have a unique challenge. A challenge that's unique to our door. I read something that was sent in to the Reader's Digest from Nancy Clark. Okay, I'm a little bit of a nerd reading the Reader's Digest, but listen to this. This might not be so nerdy. I'm trying to make friends of outside of Facebook. So when I walk down the street, I try to tell people what I have eaten, how I feel, what I did the night before. I also listen to their conversations and tell them I love them. It works. I already have 3 people following me, 2 policemen and a psychiatrist. Which means that in our generation, it's harder for us to bond. It's harder for us to really excel in this bechina of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Zakt Rabbeinu Yaina in Shar Aleph Ois Yud Ches. Rabbeinu Yaina quotes a pasuk from Micha. Ba'aloitz tzadikim rabba mefarim umechabdim. Excuse me. Ba'aloitz tzadikim rabba tefores ubekum rishayim yechupas adam. Here, says Rabbeinu Yaina, lies the key how we excel. Lishkod va'amel b'midas bein adam l'chaveiro. Perush ha-tzadikim mefarim u-mechabdim b'nei adam al kol ma'ila toiva nimtzeis behem. Tzadikim look, they search, they're shoked va'amel for the midatovos that are found in others. That's what the pasuk means. Balos tzadikim rabo teferes. They look for the teferes. V'harishoim mechapsim mumei bnei adam ushkios lahashpilam. They look for the shortcomings in people. And that's a real avoda. It's an emes avoda. To look and bishoked and amel b'malos acherim. And just like we're shoked va'amel on a sugyas gemara, we also have to be shoked and amel in that as well. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said there's a beautiful remez to this in this week's parsha. Seek Eles Yodov, Yaakov Avinu takes his right and he switches it to the other side. Rav Chaim Volozhiner Zechusa Yogen Aleinu said that the right hand of the person, that's the focus of the individual. The natural intuition of a person on his is to use his right hand towards the opposite of the person. What's that? That's their left. That's their shortcomings. Yaakov Avinu teaches us, seek Eles Yadav. He switches his hand and he brings out the good of others because there's a natural tendency. Let's go back to the basketball court. There's a natural tendency to look for the person's deficiencies and not for their strengths. That's how you become a good ball player. You look for the hole. You look for the shortcoming. My son, when he was young, I was going with my Talmidim from Netiv Aryeh to visit Rabbi David Abuchatzera. We were going together, and the boys on the bus were excited. They were going to ask Rabbi David Abuchatzera advice, where they should go to college, what girl they should marry. I didn't want him to ask all those questions. And so he said to me, he wanted to also ask him a question. Abba, what should I ask him? He's a 7-year-old boy, 8-year-old boy. He said, I don't know, what's on your mind? So he got serious and he said, there's a boy in the class that disturbs everybody. No one likes him. So I said, you know what? Ask Rabbi David Shlita, ask him. So Rabbi David, there was no myphis in the story. There's no amazing thing. But Rabbi David answered him very simply and beautifully. Rabbi David looked him in the eye and he said, why don't you daven for him? You know what Rabbi David just did in that? He took a miskein, a boy that looked to be a pain in the neck, and he tried to light in my son another side, and that is a side of Rachmanus. Seek Eles Yadav. It requires us, through the eyes of a tzaddik, and through our own shkida and amala, to see a different perspective. But you can't rely on your first look. And we learn that from Avram Avinu. Avraham Avinu's paradigmatic bechina of chesed, vayisa eina vayar, vihine shloisha anoshim nitzavim alav, vayar vayoratz likrosam. It says twice vayar, not once. He saw and he saw again. And that means that for a person to become a Baal Chesed and to fight those midos, that we could create a yeshiva that there's no need for a sign, thou shalt not steal. That means that a person has to look, and he has to look again. You know, Talmidim ask, how is it that we could walk down the street and not be nichshol and lo sasuru achrei levavchem achrei einechem? So some Bali Musar say, the Isser is not the first look, the Isser is the second look. Chesed only comes about not from the first look, the second look. Vayiso eino vayar, the second look. My wife told me that Rabbi Wallerstein said a fascinating Musar about Nesinas Tzedakah. He said he was giving every week he was passing a woman on his way to the bakery before Shabbos, and he was giving her some money. Then he noticed one of his female students came over and brought the person a very simple story, a coffee and a Danish. So Rabbi Wallerstein asked, how did it come about that you give this to her? So the girl said, well, I asked her, when was the last time you ate? And she said she doesn't want to get up because she's scared that she's going to get up from her spot where she's begging and she's going to miss a dollar. She said she didn't eat all of Erev Shabbos. Said Robert Wallerstein, I saw one thing. What did I see? I saw a person with a cup. I saw a cup. But my student, she saw a person there. That's the Bechina of Avraham Avinu. Vayisa eina vayar. And that's the Bechina of Adam, as the Alter Slobotka, I think, would say. The Gemara in Daf Chavav Amid Aleph in Shavuos quotes a drasha in regards to Shavuah, and listen to the words of Rashi. It's not important so much the detail of a Shavuah, but the Gemara says that the time in which a Shavuah is chal, the Pasuk says that when a person is mivatea Shavuah, and the Pasuk uses the word Adam, says Rashi, Shie Adam b'sha Shavuah, Shie Libo Olav. He's only called an Adam when Libo Olav, when his heart is paying attention to what's around him. Otherwise, a hasnish and adam, he's not a person. Then he's a guy name, then he's a right sayachas v'chalila, all those things are open. And of course, the shiftei kar nichshal in this. What does the pasuk say about Yosef? Yosef is coming, vayiru oisoi meirachoi. They see him from afar. They don't see their chaver from up close. And the moment in which you look at him only from afar, then chas v'chalila, there are terrible things that we could do. But that requires a re'iyah, acha re'iyah, acha re'iyah. That requires us to overcome the culture of the society that's around us, that dominates with a perspective of rechika as opposed to kriva. It's not easy. We run into assumptions. I like to tell over the story where I was nichshel in this in a pathetic way. My brother may be well, is a Malamed Torah in the Lakewood Yeshiva. My younger brother is Baruch Hashem, passed me in many, many ways. Maybe he did the right thing. He married a Hasidish girl. So he was dating, and he got engaged after about 3 or 4 dates, very, 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 very quickly. And I came to the engagement party, and it was in Borough Park, a lot of people with long white beards and long black coats, and I sit down next to a fellow, and I introduce myself, and he says he's the Kala's uncle, one of the many Kala's uncles. Hasidish looking fellow. And he introduces himself and he asks me what I do. So, you know, I figure, you know what? I'm going to tell him a little bit about the Kollel and YU is really a serious place, which it is. and it's a great base medrash, and there are people there who also go out for parnasa. I'm going to give him a little bit of, just give him a little background. So I begin to describe to him what we're doing, and then I'm also getting in Columbia, which I never finished, by the way, my master's degree in psychology, and talking to him for about 10 minutes. He's listening, he's asking me questions about the kolo, and then after 10 minutes, I ask him, what's your name? He says, my name is Fried. I remember he said just his last name. I ask him, what do you do? He says, I'm a professor in Stern College. This man, Rabbi Dr. Fried, has a PhD from the New School of Social Research, v'chule, v'chule. But what happened? I walked into this place in Borough Park, and I decided, you know, I made certain assumptions. But it's not only the assumptions that we make. It's not only the assumptions we make about others. It then defines our relationships. The challenge that Nancy Clark described, a Talmud told me he goes through, or he went through. Baruch Hashem, he's overcome it. He said he and his wife, when they dated, they texted so much with each other. And in their initial stages of marriage, most of their communication throughout the day was through texting, that when they had important things that they wanted to discuss with each other, they would go out to a restaurant, and they were uncomfortable talking. That's Vayiroi Semeirachoik. Even the most intimate relationship between husband and wife is under duress. It's under challenge. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to come close again. The Eitzah is, and now when you have time in yeshiva, to really sit and speak to people, panim el panim, lev el lev. And what does that pasuk that the Shari Tshuva described say? The pasuk says in Micha, higid la'atcha adam matov, what did Rav Gershon, what was he medayik from the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah? Mahashem doreshim mimcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doresh it from you. It's a chiyuv. And the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah was that one needs to be amel in it. But at the same time, the pasuk says, matov. It's a totally different life. If a person takes the effort to have a re'iyah mikirva, it's a totally different way of living. Looking at people to begin to have the bechina that Reb Chaim Volozhiner describes, sikel es yadav, to look and to find the good. The only way you could do that is up close. But matov, it's a totally different life. It's a totally different way of perceiving the world. If a person perceives the world from the goodness of people, it's such a happier way of living. So what's the pasuk of Micha telling us? It's telling us two things. Higig lecha adam matov. On the one hand, how good life could be, which the pasuk concludes, ki im asois mishpat v'avas chesed, but at the same time, uma Hashem doyresh mimcha. Like all things in life, it requires amelus. And yes, to reach the point that the coffee room is no longer going to need a sign that stealing is asur, requires amelus. That requires real hard work. And that's why it's not down yet. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya, that we should be zocha to be those who really live asiyas hamishpat v'amas chesed.